This is KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock.
CBS News. Former Watergate prosecutor Leon Jaworski calls on Richard Nixon to tell the truth about the scandal. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Jaworski in a Chicago news conference said the former president should do some soul searching and tell the American people the real story. Jaworski also said he does not think spreading the blame is the right thing to do. The former prosecutor commented on reports that Mr. Nixon blames his Watergate troubles on H.R. Haldeman. Jaworski said he used to do a similar thing when he was a child, trying to implicate his brother in hopes of receiving lesser punishment. Said Jaworski, "I believe each man is responsible for his own actions and should accept the responsibility for them." A wave of limousines arrived Saturday night at the 200-acre estate of Walter Annenberg at Palm Desert, California. It was a very private dinner party for Richard Nixon. Such notables as Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra were on the guest list. Mr. Nixon has been staying at the Annenberg estate for several days. More news in a moment.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's new Hemorrhoid ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Vaseline Hemorrhoid. It's new. Use only as directed.
You know, I don't think Judy's macrobiotic diet is any good. She's always half asleep.
I thought she was taking pills.
She was, but she got sick.
You know, I heard of a great diet. We'd nothing but lots of ice cream, 2 grapefruit a day, and a lot of water.
Oh, well, I think that's a lot.
If you don't know what you're doing, losing weight can be as dangerous as being overweight. It's your body. Find out more about what it needs. Write for the free book, Food is More Than Just Something to Eat. Write Nutrition, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Congressional Democrats are working on their own energy conservation program. It appears there will be major differences between their proposals and those of the Ford administration. CBS News has learned the Democrats want 2/3 more oil imports than the Ford administration would allow. Congressman Jim Wright of Texas heads the Democratic Task Force on Energy. Wright gave some of the Democrats' ideas for penalizing cars that give poor gas mileage.
Let's say the norm might be 18 miles to the gallon on a new car. The farther below that norm the automobile is, the higher the excise tax would be, so that the biggest gas guzzler might bear an excise tax of $600.
Wright also said many Democrats are balking at higher oil tariffs as a means of cutting consumption. Senate Republicans are thought to be lining up with President Ford on the oil import tariff, most of them inclined to vote to sustain his anticipated veto of that measure to block higher tariffs. But Republican Senator Robert Dole of Kansas says his support for the administration on this is conditional.
It's conditional on the fact that we don't overload part of the country and underload another part of the country. I believe President Ford has a program, he has a plan, he has momentum. The Democrats have yet to come up with a plan. I'm of the opinion that when it's all finished, there'll be some compromise worked out between Congress and the executive branch. But in the meantime, if there's an early compromise made, it ought to be across the board and ought to affect everyone in this country the same.
Dole also says some Republicans would only support higher tariffs if gasoline prices did not get the brunt of the higher oil costs. A hijacker was shot and killed by police Saturday night aboard an airliner at the Brasilia airport. The plane with 69 passengers on board was commandeered earlier in the day while in flight. Police managed to sneak aboard the plane and shot the hijacker to death. A pilot was slightly wounded in the gunfire. The government of Ethiopia says more than 2,300 rebels have been killed in 3 weeks of fighting in the northern province of Eritrea. The statement said the Ethiopian army suffered only light casualties. Despite the report, other sources said government forces appeared to be in much worse shape than that, and that rebel troops are still encircling the Eritrean capital of Asmara. Now this.
Joel Gray's opening on Broadway in a new musical called Good Time Charlie, the Prince of France in the time of Joan of Arc.
This woman believed in him. She was the first person that that he ever met in his life who said, yes, you're beautiful, you're going to be king.
The role of Joan is the big break for Anne Reinking from Seattle.
I think she was quite a real human being. Definitely was religious and believed in her voices.
This is Lee Jordan. I'll be talking with Joel and Anne on Entertainment East tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
Have you ever heard a whale sing? Listen a moment. Is it a love song or a lament? It could be both. The whale's love life isn't going so well these days. Years of commercial hunting have left so few that it's hard even to find a mate, let alone win one. Whales have the biggest hearts in the world. Now it's going to take human love to keep them thumping. A message from the National Audubon Society and its local chapters.
Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican of South Carolina, says it will take at least $3 billion in U.S. aid over the next 3 years to prevent the governments of South Vietnam and Cambodia from collapsing. Thurmond urged President Ford to insist that China and Russia sharply cut their aid in North Vietnam and the Cambodian insurgents as a price for continued detente. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for the Great Northwest, KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle. The weather forecast for Seattle, Tacoma, Everdon vicinity. Considerable cloudiness today, slight chance of rain. Rain chance increasing later tonight and tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow in the upper 40s, lows tonight near 40. Southeasterly winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southerly 10 to 20 tonight. Presently 48 degrees at the airport, 51 downtown. Most Americans should set their clocks forward 1 hour tonight as daylight saving time returns. The change will take place at 2 o'clock in the morning and will remain in effect for 8 months in most of the country.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Once again, I invite you to sail with me on a mysterious voyage into the unknown, unexplored country of the human mind. To be fair, it must be said that the mass murder of millions of human beings was not invented during our century. But to be accurate, it should be noted that in our generation, massacres, holocausts, and wholesale slaughter in general has been developed into what might be considered a fine art. Certainly, the atrocities that ancient, uncivilized barbarians committed in paroxysms of superstitious passion have been performed in our day with an almost impersonal and scientific objectivity. Is this better or worse? Or does it matter?
Trust him. Trust him. He'll save us.
Save us? How? Your grandfather is old and sick. We have no weapons.
My grandfather will save us.
Look, there are 100 soldiers coming up this hill. Can you see them?
I see them.
You see us, too.
Have no fear.
Have no fear. In a minute, we'll all be dead.
My grandfather will save us. Believe me.
Why? Why are you so sure he can save us?
Because he promised.
He promised. Oh, dear Lord. Maybe we'd better surrender.
No. Trust my grandfather. He always keeps his promise.
Well, then what is he waiting for?
Have faith. Have faith.
Our mystery drama, The Golem, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan, and stars Robert Lansing. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. You hear freedom spirit like a wild bird call. Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free.
You're driving a car you knew you were going to buy the minute you saw it. Skyhawk. Buick Skyhawk. You just knew a car this streamlined would be easy on gas. And you were right. In published EPA mileage test results, Skyhawk got 25 miles per gallon on the open road and 16 in the city. Buick Skyhawk. Dynamite.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
There are times in the history of the human race when things become unstuck. The glue of morality melts under the intense heat of hideous pressures. And men are no longer tied to a rational society. Suddenly, the world is ruled by madmen, and human beings are arbitrarily divided into two groups, the hunters and the hunted. The year is 1943. We're in a cottage in the thick woods that surround a country town in a vast wilderness somewhere in Central Europe. The man is a forester. He is sitting quietly before a pleasant fire. His wife is telling a bedtime story to a sleepy child in a crib.
And so the king said to each of the suitors who came to ask for his daughter's hand, all of you are handsome and all of you are strong, but the one who is chosen must also have a good heart. He must be kind to the poor and he must protect the weak. Shh, I think she's asleep. Now I can heat up your supper.
Just imagine, Topchick, I was able to get beef today. Think of it, beef.
I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry? Topchick, what is the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, no, something's wrong.
I don't want to talk about it.
Eat your supper. You'll feel better.
I'll never feel better. I was in town today.
Yes?
And in the square, there were soldiers, Germans, the Nazis, they'd rounded up about 100 people.
Jews?
Yes. And they were shoving them into trucks.
Why should we care?
Taking them away to kill them.
Well, it's war and...
Do you know what I did?
No.
I did nothing.
I don't understand. What were you supposed to do?
Once I saw a man who was whipping a horse, an old, sick horse. Do you know what I did to that man?
Tomchek, please, you're only going...
And all he was doing was whipping a horse.
Oh!
And today in the square, I did nothing. All of us, we just stood around. We all did nothing. Most people pretended that nothing was happening.
Tomchek, please.
Let me tell you who was there.
I'm not interested.
A very old man with a long white beard. He was standing next to a young girl.
I just don't want to hear anymore.
Standing quietly, very quietly, looking straight ahead. And it so happened that his eyes looked straight into mine.
Please, Tomchek.
His eyes, they asked me for help, but I turned my head away. I denied him.
Oh, if you've done anything at all, you'd be dead. Who could that be?
I don't know.
Now, are you sure you didn't do anything?
I told you I did nothing.
I'll open it.
The old man and the young girl.
Please, may we come in just to get warm at your fire? My grandfather, he's so old, and he's very sick, and he needs... Please, a little water, just a little water, and a piece of bread. Young girl, please, I want to help you.
God bless you.
But I can't. I can't. Please don't ask me to... They'll burn the house down. They'll kill us. Just let my grandfather get warm.
No, please don't come in. They'll find out you were here. Please don't destroy us. Have mercy on us.
I'm sorry I disturbed you. Come, grandfather. There is no one at home here.
Tomchek, what are you staring at?
Did you see the old man's eyes?
Now, Tomchek...
How those eyes looked into mine.
I tell you, I won't listen.
And for the second time today, I denied him.
Come, Jack. You haven't touched a bite. You worked hard all day. You must eat.
I think we'll go for a walk.
Now?
Yes.
In this weather, but it's crazy. Now, look, you listen.
I think you've said enough for one day.
Open! In the name of the Fira!
Nazis! Come, Jack! Let me do the talking. Please, let me do the talking!
Open!
Yes! I'm coming! Oh! Good evening, Lieutenant. That is the Lieutenant's insignia, isn't it?
As if you don't know. We're looking for two escaped criminals.
Criminals?
An old man with a white beard. A girl about 20.
What crime did they commit?
Tomchek.
What crime? You're a funny one.
Tomchek, this is no time for your jokes. The soldiers are here on serious business.
You say you haven't seen them?
No, Lieutenant.
Then you should have no objection if we search the house.
Why should we object?
Inside, boys.
That staircase leads up to the attic, and this trap door is for the cellar.
You are Tomchek Masterik, the forester?
Yes, he is, and I'm his wife, Marina.
You've seen no one all day?
No, sir.
Well, those vermin can't go far.
What will you do with them if you catch them?
You mean when we catch them? They've given us too much trouble already. We'll just shoot them. Oh, excuse me. I had noticed you have a little one.
Yes.
Asleep there in the crib. Boys, move about more quietly. Oh. She is a little princess, isn't she?
Yes. She'll be 5 in November.
You know I have one. She'll be 4.
Her name is Olga.
Really? Mine is called Helga. It's the same name, you know. Boys... There's no one hiding around here. Form them up outside, Sergeant.
Won't you have a glass of wine, Lieutenant?
Oh, no, not on duty. What is your husband's name again?
Tomchek.
I need your help.
My help?
Oh, he'd be thrilled to be of service.
They say you know these forests better than any man living.
He knows every tree.
I want you to come with me.
Me?
Do you have any objections? I need a guide.
Oh.
You'd know every likely hiding place.
Oh, he certainly would.
And if you can find them for us, there'll be a handsome reward for your work.
Oh, Tomchek doesn't want a reward. That's just the knowledge that he's doing his duty.
You know, Tomchek, my wife is like that, too. I can never get a word in edgewise when she's around. Well, let us go.
You mean now?
Now. Yes, Tomchek.
I would suggest we go no further.
Why?
There's no moon. The terrain is getting...
getting too treacherous.
Is it?
You've got gullies, ravines. A man can fall and break a leg.
You wouldn't be trying to frighten me, would you?
Why would I want to do that, Lieutenant?
Or maybe you don't want to find them.
They're nothing to me.
Help! Help!
That's one of your men.
Sounds like Strider. Sergeant, get some men over there fast.
Well, Tomczyk, you may have been right. I can't see a thing out here. Is the Stachel all right?
Yeah, I'm his wife. We'll have to carry him back.
Sergeant, bring everybody close to the path. We're heading home. Tomczyk, what chance do they have to survive out there?
None.
Well, we'll make sure of that tomorrow morning.
Cigarette? No thanks.
Oh, go ahead, take one. You know you're dying for a smoke.
Well,
keep the pack. Plenty of cigarettes. Yes, plenty of good food, good jobs, four sensible people. Tell me something, Tomczyk. Are you a sensible person? Yeah, have a light. What is it, Tomczyk? What's the matter?
The matter?
As I struck the match, I could see your face. You had a funny look. As if you were in pain.
Well, I have this arthritis.
Well, so do I. But from the look on your face, yours must be pretty bad.
Yes.
Well, get some sleep. Tomorrow could be another long day.
Lieutenant, do we have to keep looking for them?
Do we have to?
All you do when you find them is shoot them.
Perhaps.
In a day or two, they'll be dead of cold and hunger anyhow.
Oh, you're back. Did they...
No.
I have something nice and hot for you to drink. Take off your coat. Why are you just standing there?
Shh. I want to make sure the Nazis are gone.
Why don't you take off your coat?
I'm going out again right away.
But where? I demand to know where.
There are two people who need help.
But you just said they didn't find
them. That's right. They didn't. The Nazis didn't find them, but I found them.
How could you...
The lieutenant and I, we'd stopped to light a cigarette. He was facing one way, and I another. In the flare of the match, I could see, near a tree in the darkness, the face of the old man.
You saw the old man?
It was only for a moment, but that moment was as long as eternity. His eyes burned into mine. The pleading...
Tomczyk, please listen to me.
Once again, I turned my head away. And a voice whispered in my ear, a voice I had never heard before, whispered, "This night, you shall deny me three times." Marina, I have denied him three times. I cannot deny him again.
How easy it is to believe in brotherly love when your brother is lovable and respectable and acceptable. But what do you do about those brothers who are hated and hunted, who have every man's hand turned against them? Well, that's when you find out what you really believe the hard way. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Give your hand to a friend, give your heart to your love, but give your cold to contact the blue feather.
Sneezing, drip, congestion, what next?
6 or 3 or 1.
Is that an answer or a question?
That's the question when you catch the common cold. For you, the answer is 12-hour contact.
Why?
Well, because you'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 cold pills, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact capsule for up to 12 hours continuous relief of your sneezing, drips, and congestion. The tiny time pills do it. For aches and fever, the others contain aspirin.
And contact doesn't.
Right. So, 6 or 3 or 1. Your cold, your choice.
I'll take the 1 contact, thank you.
Give your cold to contact, the sooner the better.
6 or 301. Take contact only as directed.
Who knows what troubles lurk in the hearts and minds of consumers? The man from the Metabusiness Bureau knows.
Oh, Irene, this new sofa is gone already, and...
Why, look that inside the cushion, John. It's... Oh, my heavens, it's crumpled newspaper. How did we ever buy a sofa like this? What can we do?
I'll tell you what to do.
Who are you, sir?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. When you shop for furniture, it's what's inside that counts. Fancy coverings can hide a variety of shoddy workmanship. Read the law label that must be stitched to the furniture. It will tell you the filler material used and buy from a reputable dealer.
Oh, thank you, sir. We'll know better next time.
Not at all, ma'am. Just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
His name is Tomcheck. Her name is Marina. They live in a great mountainous forest that covers much of Central Europe. Around them swirl distant echoes of the greatest war in history. And yet, their lives seem but little touched. True, almost every night, they hear the drone of Liberators, Lancasters, and B-17s. But their small town is hardly ever hit. And true, there are people who are being ruthlessly exterminated, but as Marina keeps reminding Tomcheck, it's none of their affair. And it wasn't until tonight.
Tomcheck? What are you saying?
I heard a voice.
No.
A voice that said...
Oh, please, I'm frightened.
The voice said, "This night you shall deny me 3 times. And I have.
What are you going to do?
I need blankets.
No.
Food.
I won't let you...
Something inside me is
making... witchcraft. The old man, he bewitched you.
No, you and I, we don't believe in that.
All right. You can't help yourself. I know.
The voice keeps telling me I must go out there.
I know. Now, let me help you.
You want to help me?
Yes, I'll get a rope. I'll tie you to the
bed.
What
are you talking about?
I'll be able to hold you here. Let me. No, please. Tomcheck.
Will you get out of my way?
No, I'll leave this place. I'll save myself and our child. Tomcheck. Oh, Lord. Save us.
Old man, you're here. I know it. Will you trust me? I want to help you. Where are you? You have to be here. I want to help you.
No. Don't be afraid.
If you mean to kill us, do it quickly.
Shh, I've come to help you. Because the old man, where is he? You can't just let him lie on the ground like that.
I don't have any more strength.
He'll freeze to death. We have to get him to his feet. Come on, old man. He's unconscious. We must make him walk.
Let him die in peace.
No, he's going to live.
For how long?
Who knows how long anyone will live. Here, put this blanket around his shoulders. And take this one for yourself. Come on, old man. We must walk.
Where?
It's to a hidden place. It's a place I know. It's a cave.
Oh, bless you. Do you realize how much you're doing for us?
No, it's not very much. I remember once I did more for a horse.
I never thought I'd be warm again.
You were less than 500 yards away from this cave.
The smoke from the fire. Will somebody see it?
No. There's nothing to worry about. This cave is my secret. Here. Drink this hot.
Grandfather.
Shh, let him sleep. He'll get better now. I saw you earlier today in the square. How did you escape?
Well, you see... Oh, I can tell you. I know it. I can trust you. My grandfather was a chemist in Prague.
Yes.
When the Nazis took over, he was afraid that they would force him to work for them, and so he went in. Well, we went into hiding, and it's been that way, running from place to place.
That's almost 5 years. How did you manage?
There were all sorts of people. Some were kind enough to help us. Others betrayed us.
But you got away.
Well, the officer in charge of the convoy, the lieutenant, he kept looking at my grandfather.
Why?
He must have recognized him. Grandfather was a very famous research chemist.
Yes.
He'd been working on a formula that would release explosive forces much more powerful than dynamite.
No, I'm afraid I don't understand. I'm not very educated. I'm only a peasant.
I don't really understand it either. And I've been to the university. But he is afraid that they could torture him to working for them. So he said to me... He said...
Yes?
He said, let us try to run away and then they'll shoot us and that way it'll be over quickly.
But how did you run away?
After we left the square, they drove us to the edge of the forest and the truck had a blowout and they ordered everyone off of it.
Well?
Grandfather took my hand and we walked toward the woods.
What do you mean, just like that?
At any moment, we expected to hear shots and be killed. But nothing happened.
How do you account for it?
Well, I suppose they didn't think anyone would dare to escape, and they were so busy yelling at the driver for his carelessness, and so we just kept walking.
Rebecca. Rebecca.
Oh, here, he's coming around.
Rebecca.
Is that your name, Rebecca?
No. My name is Rachel.
Rebecca. Where are you?
I don't understand. He doesn't know anyone named Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Grandpa.
There you are, child.
Grandpa, don't you know who I am?
Of course, my child. You're Rebecca, daughter of my oldest son, Ezra.
Grandpa, don't you know who you are?
Child, what are these questions? I know who I am. I am Solomon ben Isaac, rabbi of Prague. Where is the book?
The book?
The book that was sent to me by my old friend, the Spanish rabbi.
Spanish rabbi?
You know him. Moses ben Maimonides.
Maimonides? Grandfather? Maimonides has been dead for more than 700 years.
And in this book, he speaks of a golem.
A golem?
How it is possible to create a champion, to make out of clay a man of irresistible force. Who will come to the rescue of oppressed people. Golem.
Oh, Grandfather.
I will create such a champion, and he will rescue our people. Now, child, you must not disturb me. I must close my eyes and think.
Yes. Mind is gone. It's gone.
What was he talking about?
Oh, a legend. A medieval Hebrew legend about a golem. It must have been the golem of Prague who saved our people once during some troubled times.
A legend?
A creature made by one of our wise men, but I don't understand.
You don't have to understand a legend.
He thinks he's a 13th century rabbi. He was never interested in history.
Rebecca!
Yes, Grandfather.
I will save us. You see, I'll save all of us. I promise. Child, I have never broken my promise.
Oh, I was scared out of my wits. I thought you'd be caught and shot.
Well, I wasn't.
You found them, I suppose.
Let's not talk about it.
That's...
Yes, I know who that is. Let him in. As if we have anything to say about it.
Don't despise me, Tomchek. Is it so terrible to want to live? Oh, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
A cup of coffee, Lieutenant.
Oh, never on duty. Well, Tomchek, ready?
Yes, sir.
You look as if you didn't even get to sleep last night.
Well, oh, Lieutenant, sometimes he's just restless.
Here, take these, Tomchek.
Why, what's in the package, Lieutenant?
Pills.
Pills?
I stopped at our dispensary. I got you some pills for your arthritis.
Tomchek, but you don't have arthritis.
Yes, I do.
Oh, what are you talking about? Since when do you have arthritis?
Well,
Well, maybe he's had it since last night, eh? Tomchek, we must be off to the hunt. Good evening, Marina.
But Tomchek isn't at home.
He isn't?
Well, you didn't tell him you'd want to come.
Yes, that's right, I didn't. But I haven't come here to see Tomchek.
No?
No. I want to see you.
Come in.
Thank you. I want to help you.
Help me?
First off, Tomchek told me a lie.
A lie? About what?
About having arthritis.
Oh, but he does. Oh, he does.
No,
yes.
No. Now, it's a minor thing, a silly thing, but he told me a lie. Why does a man lie? He lies because he's nervous and frightened. Why should Tomchek be nervous and frightened? Because he's doing something wrong? Something seriously wrong? Like what? Like hiding fugitives? You see how simple and logical it is?
But Tomchek wouldn't, Junior. You know, he could.
He would. He could. He is. For 3 days now, he's been leading me all around the woods. There isn't a trace of those two.
Oh, but...
He's got them hidden away. Otherwise, how could they have disappeared so completely?
Oh, Tomchek would never...
Marina, you're his wife. You love him. And right now, you're the only one who can save him.
But, Lieutenant...
Quiet. Shall I tell you how you can save him?
And suddenly a word, a single word, sears itself into Marina's consciousness. The word is betrayal. How can something she has yet to find out be a betrayal of someone or something that is very important to her husband? And just as he heard a voice in his heart, she also hears one now, a voice that says, "One of you shall betray me." I will return shortly with Act Three.
There's a special kind of beer. Maybe you know it. Budweiser. It was created nearly a century ago by people who really cared about things, who took pride in brewing a quality beer, no matter what the cost. In time, in ingredients, in anything. Today, the people who brew the King of Beers still have that special pride. And every taste of Beechwood Age Budweiser says so loud and clear. Hear it talking? Ah, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life, be free and see.
About the new Navy. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
There are times when it seems that the Lord sleeps and the world is abandoned to the will of the wicked. And during such times, perhaps the wisest course, perhaps the only course, is to survive, to endure, to wait for a long night to end, and to hope for a new day. But meanwhile, one must live. And right now, a young woman named Marina, whose home is in Central Europe during the Nazi occupation, is listening to what she must do if she is to live.
Marina, I need those two prisoners.
But Tomczyk doesn't...
No, you mustn't pretend you don't know Tomczyk is guilty.
Lieutenant, please.
Don't cry. Tomczyk, being Tomczyk, would sooner die than betray them.
But Tomczyk doesn't
know it. No. We must not go back to the beginning. We're past all that. Therefore, you must find out from Tomczyk where they are hidden.
But Tomczyk...
And you will find out in 24 hours. Or do you know what I will do? I will shoot Tomczyk.
Do you hear the noise, Rebecca?
The noise, Grandfather?
The noise of the mob in the streets. They're getting ready to kill.
Grandfather, try to rest.
Rest? Now? The people, they must not make the same mistake as last time. They must not try to barricade themselves in the synagogue. They should come out here to this cave, an excellent hiding place. And besides, the golem can be more effective out in the open.
The golem?
Yes, child. I can make a golem.
But that's impossible.
What you wish to say is that only God can make a living creature, huh? That's true. But the golem is not a living person. The golem is a force.
Yes, Grandfather. Yes. But now rest.
A man-made force. Where is Tomczyk, the young peasant who is so kind?
He will try to return.
Could he get me some salt, some clay, and some...
Yes, Grandfather, whatever you like. Now, please, rest.
Tomczyk. My poor Tomczyk, you've fallen asleep over your dinner.
Yes, well, I'm so tired.
Ah, it's too much for you, Tomczyk.
I have to go out.
Please.
Marina, I'm sorry. I must do this. Now, don't try to talk me out of it.
But I don't want to do that. If what you're doing is important to you, it must also be important to me. And so, well, I must also be a part of it. I want to help.
No, it's too dangerous.
I must be a part of whatever you do, Tomcheck. Don't you understand? I, too, must help.
Rena, I love you so much.
That old man, he must be terribly ill.
He is.
Well, he needs good nursing care. Now, you know I could do that.
Would you?
Where is he? Tomcheck.
Marina, you look so beautiful right now. It must be because you feel beautiful.
Where are they hidden? Where?
Marina, once I tell you, would you become a part of it, too?
Where, Tomcheck?
Do you know the cave?
The cave?
Now, have you forgotten? We found it that day when we went walking. We went inside.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Now, the old man is terribly sick. He needs you, Marina.
Well, now, first I must go to town.
To town, why?
Well, there's Olga. I'll take the child to my brother's house.
Of course, she'll be safe there.
And, then I'll stop for some medicine. And Tomcheck?
Yes.
I love you.
I know.
Oh, Tomcheck, you'll never know how much.
How is he now?
Quiet. He talks to himself. Oh, I'm frightened.
Oh, no, most people talk to themselves.
No, no. He talks to himself in Hebrew.
Well?
He has never learned Hebrew. He doesn't know it.
Are you sure?
Yes. And from what I can understand, it's a kind of medieval Hebrew that hasn't been spoken in hundreds of years. Now, how would he know it?
I don't understand. What is that?
I don't know how
it's
to explain.
All over the floor, all the way back in the cave. What has he done?
Well, he took the clay that you brought him, he's making...
It's in the form of a man.
Yes, he's been making a golem.
Whatever it is, it's like a giant. Where did he get the clay?
He made it from that you brought.
I didn't bring all that much.
Yes, it's frightening. It seems to be growing. I can't believe my eyes, but there it is. Grandfather, please, tell us.
Be quiet.
But, Grandfather...
Sir, what is that?
I am about to write down certain words. Certain awful words. And in this place, there must be silence. The silence of the dead.
But you promised. You promised.
And I shall keep my promise, Marina. You have my word. You'll even be rewarded. Well?
They're hiding in a cave.
A cave? You must do better than that, my dear.
You pick up the pathway just past our house, and you follow it north for 2 miles. Now you come to a deep ravine. In front of you is what looks like a wall of solid rock.
But it isn't.
No. Because when you climb to the top of it, you will see the entrance to the cave.
Thank you. Sergeant, place her under arrest.
But you said...
I said you'd be rewarded. At this point, I don't know how. If you're lying, a firing squad will give you 30 leaden bullets. If you're truthful, there. There are 30 silver kroner.
He's quiet. He's so quiet.
Too quiet. He appears to be in a trance. I wish I knew what to do.
No, don't be discouraged. Marina will know. She was studying to be a nurse, but her parents lost their money, and she'll help.
Oh, Bless her.
Yes. She's really a wonderful person. She worries a lot, but in the end, you can depend on her.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe you and your wife should just...
Yes?
It's not your fight.
Yes. Yes, Rachel, it's my fight. It always was my fight. Will you fight with me?
I don't know how.
Yes, you do.
Children! Children!
Oh, thank the Lord. He looks better.
Children! They have come for us. They have come.
Oh, Grandfather, just be...
Listen, outside.
Around it, pull back.
Look down.
Liberate, liberate.
Look down, the Nazis.
They're climbing up the rock.
They know where we are. They know we're here.
Come check. We know you're there. Come down.
Oh, Tomchek, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you.
Wait, I can hold them off. One man with a rifle can knock them down one at a time. We'll hold out till dark and we'll try to run for it.
No, Tomchek. It's no good. And I'm so tired.
No, don't lose
bottle,
courage.
Tomchek.
Save yourself.
Tomchek, you're a sensible person.
There comes a time when...
When what?
When he no longer hears our prayers.
All right.
When he says, my children, it is your will. Do with it whatever you will. Destroy yourselves in your own madness. I abandon you.
Rachel, you mustn't say that.
Grandfather, let us save Tomchek. Let's give ourselves up. Grandfather.
Behold, my children. Behold.
Sing. That thing he made, it's moving.
The people shall be saved. The murderers shall perish.
Grandfather, what have you done?
We have been sent a champion.
It's a giant.
The champion shall smite the mad killers of the innocent.
Grandfather.
I have written the awful, never-to-be-forgotten words. I have breathed the force of life into the champion.
Clay giant is moving.
Clay no longer, but fire and steel.
Look at it. You look.
Through me, it has acquired the force and power of a million suns. He shall burn away the evil that surrounds us. I charge you, champion. Avenger, protector, call them, go forth, go forth!
Grandfather!
In there, take them alive!
Hey,
what are you doing? Come on!
Destroyed them all. To the last man. What was it?
You saw a golem.
Where did it go?
It vanished. As if into thin air. But the pious old folks still believe. Oh, and they assure you that the golem will reappear one day when someone shall awaken him to save the people.
What is that you're saying?
I remember reading the story of the golem.
Rachel!
Grandfather!
My head. I had the strangest dream. I dreamed I was living hundreds of years ago, and I was... Who is this man? Where have I seen you before?
Come. come, Grandfather. We must be on our way.
Where? Where? I'm so tired of running.
We will join the partisans. It's time we stopped running and started fighting.
Is there, was there, a golem? The question is, what is a golem? A thing of irresistible force. Well, so is a bomb. A British or American bomber flying overhead may have dropped one. On the other hand, the old gentleman was a scientific genius. He could have made one. Or it could have been what you heard. A golem. I'll be back shortly.
It was the first time I can remember really going fishing with my dad. I'm sure I'd been with him before, but the first time I really remember it was wading downstream with him in an extra big pair of wading boots as he felt his way very surely along the stream bed, and I shakily held onto the willows, and we found a spot where my dad lifted his finger to his lips and said, "Shh, we don't want to scare the fish away." And then I remember that fish. The biggest fish I'd ever seen in my life. And it was on the end of my line. And my dad, boy, was he proud. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Give your children everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
There's a legend that a medieval Hebrew scholar created a creature of great strength and power to rescue his beleaguered people from the madness of a mob, a creature called a golem. It is significant that the word golem means unfinished, and this is fitting because to save the world, we can only depend on a certain amount of help to be given us. The rest of the effort must be our own. Our cast included Robert Lansing, Mildred Clinton, Patricia Elliott, Ralph Bell, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
So my job then is to make friends with these three people and find out quietly which one of them has the deadly pearls.
Well, you make it sound too easy. Each of these people is highly eccentric. The few people who come and go from that island are under constant surveillance.
Including me.
Naturally. The pearls were usually kept in a narrow box. It looked like an ordinary jeweler's box, but it was made of lead.
Protection against the radium, of course. Means it would be heavier than most boxes that size.
Well, it makes it seem more elegant. The box is covered with purple velvet and lined with satin.
How original.
I know. It won't look much different from any jewel box you've ever seen.
I can't help thinking how useful a Geiger counter would be.
That's totally out of the question.
No gadgets to make life easier.
Just your own ingenuity. And it better be damn good.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time... pleasant dreams.
Listen to Mystery Theater again tomorrow night, same time, same station. Now stay tuned for the news next.
Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI AM 91, Seattle.
The weather forecast for Seattle, Tacoma, Everdon vicinity. Rain increasing later tonight and tomorrow. Highs today and Sunday in the upper 40s. Lows near 40. Southeasterly winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Presently 51 degrees downtown, 48 at SeaTac. Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock.
CBS News, an effort to break a Senate deadlock over a measure to aid financially troubled railroads has still not been broken. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Not enough senators showed up Saturday at a special session called to try to break the impasse. The Penn Central and several other Northeast railroads say they'll have to go out of business unless there is speedy approval of $347 million in federal grants and loans. The problem is that liberal senators are trying to change the filibuster rule. One of those opposed to that is Democrat James Allen of Alabama.
I'm willing for them to take up the whole calendar, provided they don't bring up the rules change. That's what I'm trying to keep from coming up. And we're having to fight the rules change through the Penn Central. But the point I'm making is, if they never put this rules change time bomb right there on the Senate floor, then we'd never had this hassle. Penn Central would have been passed long ago. So the obvious solution is for them to withdraw this highly controversial effort.
Allen did not show up for Saturday's session. There were not enough senators present for a quorum, and so the matter remains unresolved. More news in a moment.
When you go to the circus, you will see a brave young man on a flying trapeze perform a death-defying act. Perform a death-defying act. Well, you can do the same thing, too. It isn't dangerous or hard to do. Perform a death-defying act. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we direct your attention to act number 1.
Perform a death-defying act by having your blood pressure checked. Reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke.
Act number 2.
Learn the warning signs of heart attack and stroke. That's another death-defying act.
Act number 3.
Your heart association has the information you need to perform these death-defying acts.
Perform these death-defying acts and add to them just one more fact. Give your heart fun, that's another death-defying act.
Former Watergate prosecutor Leon Jaworski on Saturday made some references to Richard Nixon. Fred Graham reports from Chicago.
At a news conference in connection with a speech to the American Bar Association, Jaworski said he believes that most of the facts of Watergate are out, but that now is the time for Richard Nixon to search his soul and make a statement.
I would hope that former President Nixon would do the same soul-searching that every individual should make when he's had experiences as tragic as have been his. And I would hope that this soul-searching would bring forth a statement.
What did he say? What do you think? You mean a confession?
Fred, he ought to say... he ought to say what's in his heart. He ought to say above all things the truth.
In his speech, Jaworski called for tougher measures to keep unethical people out of the legal profession. Jaworski criticized those who are resisting proposals to fingerprint prospective law students, but he conceded that fingerprinting would not have kept out of the profession any of the Watergate figures that are now such an embarrassment to the legal profession. Fred Graham, CBS News, Chicago.
The Washington Post has published a telephone survey it took on Watergate. It said 81% of those contacted thought Richard Nixon's resignation from the presidency was justified by Watergate and related events. 69% said all the important facts about the case have not yet been revealed. Wealthy publisher and former ambassador to Britain, Walter Annenberg, Saturday night gave a dinner party at his Palm Desert, California estate for former President Nixon. Frank Sinatra pulled up in his Rolls Royce. Also arriving were Leonard Firestone and oil executive John Swearengen. Mr. Nixon has been at the Annenberg estate for several days. Annenberg on Saturday said that the former president is resting and enjoying the sunshine. Officials in Oslo, Norway, say that at least 12 persons have been killed and about 20 others injured in a head-on train collision. Two passenger trains ran into each other about 100 miles north of Oslo. Now this. He's one of CBS News' leading anchorman correspondents, and he began his career 25 years ago at a small radio station in Huntsville, Texas.
What's happening is that the persons charged with leadership trusts in the White House and at the Capitol...
Texan Dan Rather is noted for his reporting and analyses on the national political scene, having been a CBS News White House correspondent for 10 years, except for several months as our London bureau chief. His political reporting has taken him to national conventions, out to the hustings, and into the thick of election night coverage. Rather's an award winner, having taken several top journalistic prizes, one for his reports on the Watergate affair, and another for his work on First Line Report. On the international scene, he's taken CBS News cameras and microphones inside the People's Republic of China, the Soviet Union, and many other countries as well. Listen for Dan Rather's reports, along with those of other top CBS News correspondents, on First Line Report, every Monday through Saturday on the CBS Radio Network. That annual American rite of spring known as daylight saving time is upon us again. It just arrived in the East. Except for the places that do not observe the change, clocks should be set ahead an hour in order to have the right time in the morning. Failure to do so means you'd be 1 hour behind everybody else on Sunday, but it would also mean you'd get an extra hour's sleep. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS in Seattle, KIXI.